If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we look into the great truths proclaimed to us from St. Mark. Let us embrace your gospel, and let us live your call as you lead us closer to you every day. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, yes, as you heard, today is the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, who, of course, is the author of the Gospel of Mark. Now, an interesting thing to understand in light of that is the Gospel of Mark is the first gospel that we have of the four. There are other gospels that are called apocryphal, and you may have heard of them, and they're the ones that, as I always say, you can see on cable TV or late night TV, and I'll find the gospel that the church didn't accept or whatever. And oftentimes it's the Gospel of Thomas. No, we all know these are there. These are what are known as apocryphal gospels. But the ones that are in the Bible are the Gospels that have been recognized as being canon, which means that they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. The first of which, first one ever written, is the Gospel of Mark, which happens to be the Gospel we're looking at on Sundays this year. Sundays, Gospel, the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of John. Mark, actually, one of the reasons why I love the Gospel of Mark is because he gives you the details, and you've got to add more. So he gives you the very basic details. I call it the bare bones gospel. And if you like creating stories based on the gospel, you like, you know, do parables and stuff, Mark is the best gospel to do it with, because you get the bare bones and you can add so much. Not so much you're adding to the gospel, is you're imagining the scene and adding those details. So you're not adding to the gospel. You know, you're not taking a quote from Jesus and saying, well, then he also said this, which he didn't say. No, what you're doing is you're adding the details. So, for example, when you think of Jesus healing someone, you may want to think of all the other details of how that would be, how people reacted. What was the weather like? Was the sun shining? Was it a warm day? Was it windy? How were people experiencing that? Were they surprised? Were they all waiting to see if something would happen? And how was that? You see, all these details you can add as a reflection. They're not gospel details, but as a reflection. And so that's so powerful that you can see in the Gospel of Mark. Now, an interesting thing we see in today's first reading comes from Peter. And there is a phrase there. It's kind of like one of those things where you may see something really powerful, but you don't see something else that's next to it because that one thing is really powerful. Kind of a good example happens to me every so often with communion. Distributing communion, and a maybe very tall man who is very well built, so he is huge in a sense, very well built, very muscular, comes, and you see no one behind him, so you say, well, he's the last in line, and there might be someone who is much smaller standing behind him, and then you give that person communion, turn around and walk away, and you hear, Father, and you never saw that person there because the person in front of them. Well, think of that. This very powerful passage, and you don't see another passage in the same reading because everyone is focused on this very powerful passage. Well, what passage am I talking about? Well, today our first reading is from 1 Peter 5. And 1 Peter 5, has that powerful reading about the devil prowling around looking for someone to devour, right, and resist him and all that. That whole reading is in there, 1 Peter 5. So when people hear that reading, there, you know, of course, you know, 1 Peter 5, yeah, when the devil, well, it's actually 1 Peter 5, 8. Oh, yeah, when the devil devils prowl around looking for souls to devour. Yep, I know that passage well. Well, then when you turn around and say, do you know when Peter, it says for you to cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you? What? Now, remember, I got to say this. I'm talking to a Catholic audience, as you all know. I know there are people listening who aren't Catholic. I know there are people who may not have been in church for a long time. I know there are people who are listening who may be evangelical, and the evangelicals will go, yeah, I know, that's passage, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Catholics do read our Bible, but a lot of Catholics once believed that you didn't have to read the Bible. Now, people say, well, the church never taught that. No, the church never did teach that. You're right. But there are people who believe that. And that's an important concept. No, the church doesn't teach it. People say, no, I'm Catholic. I don't have to read the Bible. What? But there were people who have been known to say that. So in any case, so anyway, they'll hear that passage. People say that passage. Oh, yeah, you know, cast your care, that passage of, you know, the devil's prowling around looking for souls to devour and never understand that the Lord also says through Peter in 1 Peter 5 to cast our cares upon him. That's a very powerful. And when people say that, where does it say that? Well, that's where it says. And we're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE, 590 AM. You know, our program is a bridge. We're delivering God's word to those who are unable to attend, or to those who are looking to attend Mass, or those who are looking to see a bolster of their faith, a building up of their faith when listening to the program during the week. Just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs. We are called to spread his word as well. And so the Lord works through us to spread his word. And so that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you so that you can bring it to others and you can be bolstered in your faith as you serve others. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring help to those in need, and bring hope as well to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let us make a difference. And in order to do that, feel free to give us a call at, contact us through our website, ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. And you can contact us through email or call us however you think. And I'm at extension 12, and let me know if you'd like to be an underwriter or supporter. So we're looking at these powerful words that we're recognizing from St. Peter, as we also recognize today is the day of St. Mark. Now, the gospel, as you would guess, is from St. Mark, and it's where he calls us. It's there. It has the great commission to go out in the whole world and proclaim the good news. And it also has one of those lines that I would be, you know, there are a couple lines in the Bible. I said, if I had my choice, I would remove them. One of them is the one about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And the other one, because it's often misunderstood. And the other one is this one of, you know, they will drink deadly things and they'll be fine. They'll pick up snakes. And it's like, because people sometimes do that and everything's fine. And other times, no, they get hurt. So this is something that is in the gospel. But what does it mean? And I've always said, great story from Father John Hampsch, the late Father John Hampsch, when he was a great preacher. And he had a cough or something. He had this terrible cough, and he saw this glass of water. He was in a restaurant. He saw this glass of water, and the cough was so bad, he just took this glass of water. Well, come to find out, it wasn't water. It was some form of acid being used. It was in a glass, which actually shouldn't have been the case, but that's the way it was. It was some acid being used to clean the coffee pot or something in this restaurant. So he actually drank this horrendous acid. And he said immediately he heard in his mind a voice saying, "Read my word." And he opened, he had a Bible with him all the time, and he picked up the Bible. And that was the passage that the Bible opened to, and he read it, and the effects of the acid were eliminated. He was fine. And so that would be an example, but that's not, it's not like demonstrating. It's like this is something he needed and the Lord helped him. That's pretty powerful. And there are other ways that people will find that maybe I give a good example. A friend of mine was out to bring the message, and he was on Galapagos, the island Galapagos. So he was on Galapagos Island, and he suddenly felt really sick, and he prayed that the Lord would heal him because, I mean, where is he going to go for help on Galapagos Island? And sure enough, he felt better, and he was able to continue his work. That's really the meaning that I always like to say how it means. It's not so much is demonstrating the power of the gospel. It's knowing the power of the gospel is there to help you continue to preach the word. That's my interpretation. I know there are other preachers that may think differently, but that's where I come from. And all that is in the Gospel of Mark, who is, of course, the evangelist we remember today. And Mark, evangelist, means gospel writer. So for those of you who haven't heard the word, say, isn't that someone who is like an evangelical? No, evangelist means someone who spreads the word, the first ones being the gospel writers. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.